Welcome to Leadership Matters, a podcast hosted by me, Steve Parker. This is a series that brings a fresh perspective to leadership, motivation, and how to succeed by talking to a diverse range of CEOs, business managers, and world-class talent. We also offer some personal tips to help you in your career. Each episode aims to provide a snapshot into the life and philosophy of some of Taiwan and the world's most successful leaders, and to find out more about why leadership matters. We're extremely lucky today to have Dr. Meg Lin in the studio. She's a Deputy Director at the Taiwan Institute of Economic Research, TIER as we call it. She's the CEO of the Taiwan Hydrogen and Fuel Cell Partnership. She's an Honorary Advisor to the Taiwan Legislative Association on Hydrogen. She's been a Fellow and an Associate at the University of St. Andrews in the UK. Additionally, she also leads the Taiwan Hydrogen and Fuel Cell Partnership to cooperate with international hydrogen and fuel cell associations. She's super busy, she's everywhere, and we're very lucky to have her here today. Dr. Lin, Meg, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you for inviting me here.
We'll talk about the industry in a moment, but, you know, hydrogen, renewable energy, these are really important things right now. But when you were kind of starting out and learning all this stuff, maybe it wasn't quite where it is today. How did you get from, you know, being Meg Lin, high school student, right, to being Dr. Meg Lin, who is an expert on hydrogen, renewable energy, and has traveled the world really spreading the word about this stuff?
Yes, that's true. Just back from Czech and Germany yesterday, two days ago.
You travel a lot. How do you find the reception when you're away, representing Taiwan, talking about renewable energy?
I just want to show Taiwan to the whole world. I just want all the people to know Taiwan and understand our power.
And you're focused on hydrogen, right? That's kind of your thing right now.
For the past 12 years is in hydrogen energy. But because here we need to do any zero emission technology research. So I also do some research in smart grid or the third generation semiconductor.
So this is the future. Is it already happening now? I mean, are we seeing already things being produced?
It's already happened, I think, more than 10 years. Yeah, but it's only for some very, very high tech, like radar or data center or 5G. Yeah, so like some electrical equipment need a very high efficiency, high frequency. So they will use the silicon carbide gallium nitride. But the hydrogen is, I spend the longest time in TIER to learn. Yeah,
TIER, Taiwan Institute of Economic Research.
Yes.
Right. Sometimes you just need to make sure that people know what these things are. And how long have you been in TIER?
12 years.
12 years.
Yeah.
Did you go straight? I mean, you're quite deceptive because you're one of these people who looks like they're quite young, but you've been around.
But actually,
for some
I'm
time.
Not young. Yeah.
You travel the world presenting on things. Do you ever find that people misjudge you? Are they surprised by
sometimes
you?
When I'm young, I feel very angry. Like when I'm a senior high school, they say, I'm an elementary school student. When I'm in university, even I'm in the PhD student, some people will think I'm a high school student. So sometimes I feel angry. And I remember one experience, I do the presentation to be some project in Taiwan, one part of the government. Finally, I own that project. So I can show my professional when I do the presentation, and then all the committee can understand I really got the experience and I really do hundreds of the research project in the past 10 years. Yeah, so I always keep the high efficiency in my job.
Right, good. Do you find that, has it motivated you to be better because people have misjudged you from time to time? Or are you just naturally a kind of a high energy person?
I always think the time is not enough. So many things I want to do. And I hope I can learn all the time. So I enjoy the job and I enjoy what I learn. And actually, my personality is not so easygoing. So what I want to do is what I choose to do. That's because I really want to do. So
and have you always known? Have you always known that this is what you wanted to do?
Sure.
I mean, energy. I mean, this kind of, you know, where you
actually,
are now.
Actually, it's not always what I really know what I want. Because I'm trying to explore the world, that's because I don't know what I really can do. So actually, I feel I'm not really with the confidence by myself when I'm young. So I try a lot to learn and to try to do lots of the things and try to train myself and understand what the future I want. But about the zero emission, I just know that I enjoy anything about the environmental friendly things. So like when I'm young, I told my parents that you cannot use the air conditioner at home, even the summer is so hot because that will be some climate change here. So when I'm so very young, I really catch.
I'm sure your parents loved you.
They hate me. Yeah. And when I choose my PhD and university, I study in Taipei Medical University and I choose the public health.
Have you ever done anything that you, in this process of trying out lots of different things, have you ever done anything that you kind of just went down this path and thought, you know, maybe you tried to be, I don't know, a musician or something, or you just, you know, have you ever tried
how
like...
How did you know?
Right?
How did
you, well, I'm just guessing here, but I'm just trying to think of something almost the opposite of science, you know, in a creative field.
Yes, when me and my sisters, when we are kids, I learned the piano since I'm 5, and I learned the violin since I'm 8, and I really keep going until my university. So like I tried the piano, I think it's around 15 years.
And, wow. So were you going to be a musician? Were you going to be a professional?
I want to. At that time, I want to.
So when did you stop? When did you not give up, but when did you make this transition into what you are doing now?
When in Taiwan, our education is in the high school, we need to choose the different group. Maybe one group is for business or finance. Another group is for the science. Yeah, so I choose science as because I have another tricky personality. Is I always want to choose what I think I can, I'm not so good at.
I believe very much so that if you are really very, very good at something like science and you only do that, it actually is quite limiting.
Yeah, I think, I just try my, I want to sense when I'm young, I want to try my, spend my time in something I am not really so good at. But I still try to do the same standard with other students. So I choose science. But when I choose science, that's because that means I cannot have so much time to practice the piano. Actually, for now, I have my own house. And the first thing is I find a space for my piano. That's because the piano is so important in my life. So when I've got the time, I will record some of my I play the piano, I will record it and to share it to some of my very close friends, good friends.
You don't post on Facebook or...
No.
Just for friends.
Actually, I don't use Facebook so often. I only use LinkedIn. That's because I want to... I use the LinkedIn, that's because you can, all the things not for the personal. It's not private. It's all for the networking.
Build your networks, yeah. Let me just summarize a couple of things that I've heard from you in this last few minutes. You talked about passion and energy, and I clearly feel that from you. What I've heard from you is like traveling the world gives you experience, right? Open yourself up to these new experiences. If you have a chance to travel for work or whatever, don't turn it down. Embrace it. Don't let other people's opinions of you affect the way you want to carry out your job. Demonstrate and show high energy. If you're at something, you're delivering a presentation or you're networking with people, bring all of the energy you've got to each of these encounters. And that's something you do very, very, very well.
Thank you.
What I hear from you, explore lots of things, you know, be open to stuff, right? But more than that, be open to things that challenge you. I mean, what I heard from you is, you know, do these activities. You very clearly said, I'm not the best at this, but I'm going to learn how to do it. But also bring the skills that you'd learned in something else to improve and to add value to what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your personal passions. Right, I hear that very strongly from you. Piano has been very important to you. You haven't thrown it away. What you've done is you've turned it, instead of being a professional goal, you've turned it into a personal passion and you've kept that alive over all these years. And lastly, keep your networks, as we said at the beginning of this. You know, build your networks, have a record of your networks and keep in contact with people. And this is something you do very, very well. And I think this is a great lesson for all the people who are trying to build their careers is you've got to build your networks. Mm-hmm. Never let your networks die. Meg, Dr. Lin, is there anything else that you'd like to kind of leave us with as a kind of a final parting comment today?
I think you already do a very good summary of myself and you understand me more than I am. Yeah, but really appreciate today you got we do the interview. And I can have the opportunity to to go through all my life and how to get there. Yeah.
Dr. Lin, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Stephen.
You can listen to this podcast live on the fourth Monday of every month on ICRT, and after that on the ICRT website, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Leadership Matters by Stephen Parker. You can also check out my social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, you name it. We'll see you next time.